that it's somewhere between that 3 and 6%, which tells us, and we've been saying this for years, the biggest problem is not the ethnicity of the person doing the buying, it's the speculation. So you've got to target the real problem.
No, and it's the
biggest
supply,
statistic that stood out to me was 37% of people buying houses, only 37% of houses bought, have people living in them who bought them. So you know, that tells me that there's a whole bunch of problems there, and you've got to target the speculation. Doesn't matter the ethnicity of the person doing the speculating.
There's an interesting statistic here, Jordan, where the Herald's been nutting into some of these figures, and they say nearly 60% of Auckland houses were sold to foreign buyers. Now, as you say, Josie, whether
that's to Chinese
investors. Sorry, you're right. So they've looked at, it was about 12,000 homes sold between January and March in Auckland. 474 of those went to non-residents. Now, that has to have an influence on property prices.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of points to address. Firstly, I mean, of course, if you ask a real estate agent in Auckland that targets Asian buyers or the types of properties that Chinese are coming in to buy, of course they're going to say, I've got a real estate agent in Hastings. They've never had a Chinese buyer. I think that by the time you're getting down to that 60% of the 3 to 6% foreign buyers are Chinese, you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. And I felt terribly sorry for Mr. Twyford today. Here he's been talking about for months.
No, you didn't.
He's been said for months that the figure is 30% foreign buyers in the market. We've now got reliable data, and it's somewhere between 2 and 3.
But it doesn't tell us about the level of foreign ownership, though. Yeah, that's the issue.
Even if you double it and say it's 4 to 6%, I mean, that's nothing like Mr. Twyford's 30%, because he was talking about transactions. He wasn't talking about ownership. So what Labor now have to do is try to convince New Zealanders that there's an issue with the data.
I think most New Zealanders feel that there's something going wrong, and that a housing bubble where you've got this inflated market.
But the reason it's being speculated on.
All this incentives to go out and buy a house, and you're banking.
Because we're not building enough, Josie. The reason you speculate on housing is because we're simply not building enough.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Speculation, supply, and you could say population growth, of which I'm sure some of it has to do with immigration. But the point is, target the problem you're trying to solve. And all this talk about foreigners and ethnicity is actually taking us down the wrong path.
Okay, we have to leave it there for the moment. We'll come back to you both in a moment. Just as an aside, I've got a friend trying to get onto the property market now, first-time buyer, borrowed some money off the parents. Pretty lousy area in Auckland, I have to say. $633,000 from a state house. It's 12 minutes to 6.
More value, more benefits. Get so much more with Mike Rea Homes. Sign up to a new home in May and take advantage of 0% deposit. That's right, no deposit, so you pay nothing until completion. With an extensive range of home and land packages and a complete design and build service, Mike Rea Homes is the best choice when it comes to buying or building a new home. Come home to 0% deposit this May with Mike Rea Homes nationwide.
Come home to more with Mike Rea Homes.
The world of small business loans just changed forever. With Heartland Bank, you can apply online for a small business loan in less than 3 minutes. And for loans under $50,000, you'll get a decision in just a couple of seconds. Yep, you heard that right. Only a couple of minutes to apply and a decision in seconds. Loans above 50K also available. Apply now at openforbusiness.co.nz and experience the Heartland difference. Lending criteria, fees and charges apply.
So, Brett, why did you insure your boat with Club Marine?
They've been around 25 years, love boats, have a great magazine.
Club Marine specialise in insurance for boats and personal watercraft. They are committed to providing the best flexible and comprehensive covers for New Zealanders.
Wow!
Search Club Marine now or call 0800 112582.
Boating's just better with Club Marine.
Issued by Club Marine, a division of Allianz Australia Insurance Limited. Call for a policy wording to see if this insurance is right for you.
Newstalk ZB Community Notices with stressless recliners from Danske Möbler. Imagine that peace of mind begins with comfort.
Breathe Free 2, in association with Brentwood and Wesley Community Project, presents a free smoke-free seminar program. It'll run weekly for 10 sessions every Tuesday evening from May 24 at the Wesley Community Centre in Mount Roskill. You need to register to participate, so check out Breathe Free 2 on Eventfinder.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Møbler Furniture.
Tonight on The Crowd Goes Wild live at 7 on Prime, we'll have all your day's sports news wrapped up conveniently for you. Plus, our field reporters will go out and bring stuff back that you must watch. Yes, it's ambiguous, but I'm not too sure what's going to be on the show. But it will be good.
Fact, rumour, scrutiny, suggestion.
The Huddle.
News Talk ZB, Josie Pagani and Jordan Williams on the huddle this evening. I want to talk to you both about the Panama Papers. We were expecting a big dump of information today. Jordan, you say the opposition is spreading misinformation about the Panama Papers. How so?
Yeah, they are. Here at the Taxpayers Union, and we were getting ready for these dumps and waiting to condemn the New Zealanders. The moment we saw that the New Zealanders were using these trust structures to either avoid paying tax in New Zealand or foreigners using it to avoid paying what is owed to the New Zealand government.
That's not what's front and centre, though, in this debate, is it? It's more about whether we are comfortable from an ethical position and a reputational position that foreigners are using our tax system.
Well, we hit this out. Well, I mean, this is coming from, Nicky Hager, for example, his house in a family trust, and I'm sure he's got good reasons for that.
Well, but there's nothing illegal to do that.
There's nothing so far that it's illegal. Let's look what the data dumped today that, oh my gosh, lawyers were doing their job and protecting their clients' assets overseas.
Which might be dodgy, might be from ill-gotten gains, and there's not enough disclosure or transparency.
It hasn't been demonstrated. Andrew Little said over the weekend, unbelievably, that there was no justification for these foreign trusts. Well, I'm sorry.
Get me back down.
Go down the hallway and talk to David Shearer, who has worked in despotic countries. I have friends that run taxpayer groups in countries where their safety is under threat. If they have any financial wealth, they would be mad not to park that in a country where they can rely on an uncorrupt judicial system. And not have that
problem.
Sort of thing confiscated.
That's the problem, is that there are legitimate reasons for having foreign trusts. And not everybody who has wads of cash in their house is a criminal. You know, sometimes it might be a little old lady who has wads of cash in her house because she doesn't like banks. There are legitimate reasons for having foreign trusts. The problem here is that we can't, and the desperation to get a political scalp and say that somebody's done something illegal has led us down the wrong path. The problem is we can't distinguish between those legitimate reasons and then the dodgy, corrupt leaders in some of the poorest countries in the world who have, get this figure, $3 trillion hidden in tax havens. Now, you know, those are some of the corrupt leaders in poor countries. And if that money was taxed, that would be $19 billion a year for aid. We'd do more than aid budgets from developing countries.
Yeah.
We want to be part of dealing with that.
But
that's right. So I think the disclosure and transparency and a look at the whole system of foreign trusts is what we need to do, rather than this sort of blanket banning of them. Because you're right, there are legitimate reasons for having them.
All right.
See, Josie, you're the most sensible person in the Labor Party. I mean, they have just gone. They have gone. Andrew Little has gone so far over his brief. It's just staggering.
All right, we have to leave it there. Jordan Williams and Josie Pagani, thank you for your input this evening. It's coming up 6 minutes to 6.